Hurricane Katrina. Gary Hargrove says it may be several days or even weeks before teams can get into some areas of coastal Mississippi. Hargrove, who experienced Hurricane Camille, says this storm was worse. An estimated 100 people dead in Biloxi and probably another 10 others died in two small communities in Jackson County. Members of Congress among those who lost their homes to Hurricane Katrina, the highest-profile lawmaker impacted, Mississippi Senator Trent Lott. His antebellum home in Pascagoula leveled by the storm surge. His press secretary says Lott and his wife are driving home to Pascagoula to search for anything that might be left. Crude oil prices are down, but wholesale and retail gas prices going higher. This is as the government plans to lend oil to refiners struggling in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, officials at the International Energy Agency say. European nations are considering releasing their own government-controlled stockpiles of gasoline and heating oil to assist the U.S. Miami-based Carnival Cruise Line says they are considering a federal request the company use some of its cruise ships as emergency shelters or help in Hurricane Katrina relief efforts in some other way. Carnival operates 21 cruise ships. In Iraq, the death toll from the stampede in Baghdad today surpassed by far the number of dead from any of the suicide bombings, shootings, attacks, or kidnappings in Iraq since the U.S. invasion began. Officials are saying at least 695 people died after thousands of Shiite pilgrims packed on a bridge panicked. Scores jumped or were pushed to their deaths into the Tigris River, many reportedly crushed in the crowd, which officials say was jammed at a security checkpoint on one side of the bridge. One survivor says the crowd panicked when people heard rumors that a suicide bomber was among them on the bridge. He jumped into the river and says when he reached the bank, he saw women, children, old men falling into the water. Iraq's prime minister has declared a three-day mourning period for the hundreds who died. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at THVitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Isaac Davey Aronson here, filling in on The Rachel Maddow Show. On Thursday's edition, we'll give you the morning's first developments from America's Gulf states in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. We'll examine what damage George Bush has managed to cause on his first day back from vacation, and we'll look at the ways his ill-conceived Iraq debacle left the country unprepared for this domestic disaster. Plus, will Fox News hosts give us further updates on the damage to their beach houses? Find out on The Rachel Maddow Show, Thursday morning on Air America Radio.
Welcome, truth seekers! Isn't that what the great Malloy man says? Malloy's got the dreaded lurgy. And Kathy, too, get better, you guys. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in. As if anyone could fill those Malloy shoes. It's just not possible. Laura Flanders here. You know, if you want to email me, you're going to have to try a whole new address. Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at AirAmericaRadio.com. They normally confine me to the weekend paddock, but they've let me out to roam loose amongst you this, Wednesday evening? I'm glad to be here. And Malloy's, get better, will ya? The news isn't good. The email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at AirAmericaRadio.com. Laura at AirAmericaRadio.com. The numbers are all the same, I think. 866-303-2270. 866-303-AAR0. Guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about New Orleans. We're going to talk about the Gulf Coast. We're going to talk about lives in the balance and why. The mayor of New Orleans says there may be thousands of people dead in his city. Mayor Ray Nagin says at least hundreds have been killed in New Orleans and hundreds more, as we know, in communities nearby. He says it'll be at least 2 or 3 months before the city has electricity. There won't be any commerce in the Big Easy that whole time. Mayor Nagin also said he's pulled 1,500 cops off their search and rescue mission and reassigned them to go after, guess what, looters. But I'm not seeing the looters. What I'm seeing is people hungry, people abandoned, people thirsty, foraging for whatever sustenance they can find in a city utterly shut down. If they were white friends of W, the looters would be called private enterprise. A little later in this program, we'll talk about the looters in this picture. The people who've looted the Gulf Coast aren't the poor black inner city dwellers. They're the oil companies who've looted the wetlands, the River Delta's safety net, like Global, like ExxonMobil, like Chevron. ExxonMobil spent millions of dollars not on protecting the wetlands, which acts as the absorptive cushion when the Delta floods. They've spent, $15 million since 1998 on anti-science, anti-environmental PR to try to bash anyone that said, the way we're treating our planet, it's gonna haunt us. Well, it's haunting right now. The looters in this picture are those who've looted the wetlands. The looters in this picture are the policymakers in Washington who've slashed the city's safety net, cut money for flood control, dried up federal dollars for fixing the New Orleans levee system. And let me just say, an unfixed levee is barely any levee at all. You can't have one with a bit that needs repair. That bit that needs repair is all it takes. Your weakest link will do you in. The looters are the oil companies. Who needs a terrorist when you have companies who will pollute whomever, whatever, poison whomever, whatever, to make a buck? The looters are those in Washington who slashed money for fixing levees, who cut the dollars for the Southeast Louisiana Urban Flood Control Project to barely a trickle. We'll talk about that. The people at the SELA have been crying out for months, facing the biggest cuts in their funding in the lives of their agency. And the same is true of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The looters are those who've redirected over a third of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama's National Guard, and a whole lot of their water pumps and aquatic gear and sent them over to W's War of Choice in Iraq. Those are the looters who have looted the people who you're seeing now on those rooftops. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AARO. We're going to talk about W, we're going to talk about global warming, we're going to talk about who's suffering in Louisiana, who's suffering in New Orleans, and when did that suffering start. And we're going to talk about W, but we're going to talk about all of us. We all live in this society. We have all bought into something that we're seeing writ large in New Orleans today. The people on those rooftops barely had their heads above water before the floodwaters rose. The difference, they don't even have their head above water, hundreds of them today. George W. Bush spoke at the White House today. He took, 3 days to respond, just like the tsunami? After 3 days, what is it with 3 days? He checks in with Rummy and Rice and Cheney, and then someone says, you know what, you probably should respond. Tsunami, Katrina, maybe it's around about the 3-day deadline, you should probably respond. He said, well, let's play the clip. Do we have the clip, Colin? Let's play the clip one.
Our first priority is to save lives. We're assisting local officials in New Orleans in evacuating any remaining citizens from the affected area.
Our first priority is to save lives. Can you hear the lie there? Can you detect the untruth? We're approaching 2,000 U.S. service people dead from his war of choice in Iraq. We are approaching probably 200,000 dead Iraqis. This man's priority has never been saving lives. This man's priority has been saving his spot in the White House. My first priority is saving lives. W's priority has never been saving lives, and his priority this week was to go to, what was it, the Mirage RV Park and something spa to play a little golf? That was his priority this week. That was his priority until somebody said, W, your numbers are in the toilet, you better do something. So he delivered a speech about how we need to carry out the war in Iraq in the honor of, what, the World War II vets? Who asked them? Who asked them if that's what they think? And then he told, well, he also came around finally to telling us that this war was about oil. Yeah, it was actually about oil. After all this time, he thought he could just slip it past us and we wouldn't notice. We had to invade, he said. Otherwise, those nasty Zarqawi people will steal the oil. Well, we did invade, and now the Ayatollah people are going to steal the oil. It's not our oil. Get over it. W's priority has never been saving lives. But let me just say, before we bash the president, we will on this program also be telling you where you can go to give help, talking with some organizations, some people who represent organizations who are working not just to fix things back how they were, but to actually improve the situation. Because how they were in the poor communities of New Orleans, which were most of the communities except for a few very affluent corridors, how things weren't okay. How things were not okay. People were barely getting by. They are not getting by now. The waters had been rising of welfare cuts, of education cuts, of health care cuts. The floodwaters had already been rising around these people, and returning back to the way it was is not okay. 866-303-2270. What we saw, we'll be told this is an act of God, a disaster, a crisis. It is, but it's also our reality writ large. We have two Americas at least in this country. Those who've been giving and grieving, and those who are getting and gambling with others' lives. Hurricane Katrina covered up a lot of roads and cars and plants and parks and businesses and gas stations and you name it, covered up a lot. It also uncovered a lot. And it uncovered what this society's reality is. Think what you're seeing here. What you're seeing is the reality of the society we have accepted for far too long. The sink or swim society, the description this weekend suddenly got very real. I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show I'm sitting in for Mike Malloy. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270. Can't we rebuild better, don't you think? And since when did W ever have as his priority saving lives? Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Will affect the entire world.
A threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment. Exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anyone.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen Wednesday.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5231. 800-814-5231.
It's very cheery. I can imagine it was early morning or something. And what's the story with people emailing to say goodnight? Don't remind me how late it is, people. I'm going to be here for a while. All right, this is Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy. boy, it's a whole different environment this time in the evening. Mellow, fun, and I know Mike's just a very mellow guy. Just, he sort of hums folk songs and just keeps things very mellow. And then he shouts really, really loud, right? Isn't that right? Do you think I'll get it down by the end of the night?
I think you got it.
I've been told to say pussy pants or I don't know what. I've got a whole bunch of Malloy vocabulary to try to get right. I'm just not sure it will sound the same coming from my lips, as it were. We'll see. We'll see. I've got a yell, I've been told, and don't forget, says Rocco, don't forget to call the shrub president, Bunny Pants. Bunny Pants, a few times. Okay. Hey, Bunny Pants, a few times, that's the president. His priority is not saving lives, can I just say that? All right, let's take a call. Lori's on the line in Minneapolis. Hi, Lori. Lori, are you there?
Yes, Laura.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, gosh. I feel so incredibly sad.
Yeah.
This is almost like 9/11, except it doesn't have the devastating initial effect, but it's almost worse because no one seems to care.
Well, what do you think? You don't think we're going to see the same outpouring of charitable response for poor black people and poor rural white people in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama that we saw for the tsunami victims?
Well, I don't know about the tsunami victims, but I went up and down the AM and FM dial today trying to find someone who was talking about, the outpouring of charitable contributions, and the only person I found was Hugh Hewitt, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm.
AM.
Yep.
He devoted 3 hours to talking about giving to charity, and he mentioned the Red Cross and Children's. I can't remember.
Right. There's certainly, we've got links for the Red Cross. It's very simple, redcross.org, right on our website. You can call them. There's an 800 number. We'll get that for you before the end of the program. What I'm assuming, and I've covered floods, I covered Flood Floyd in North Carolina, and one of the reasons I'm so fired up about this is I can smell what that smells like. I can see the wreckage from people's homes, floating around their shoulders, in this case, their knees, it was in North Carolina. And it makes me so mad because while it wasn't entirely avoidable, it was avoidable to the extent that we could have spent the money on the safety nets, we could have spent the money on the levee protection, and we could have spent the money to get the people out of there.
But right now, we need to help people.
We will. And you know what? Who we're going to talk to a little bit later on is Damu Smith. He worked for 10 years in communities along the Mississippi River in Louisiana. And what I want you to do, I want you to send emergency aid right now. And I don't think the president helped anything when he told people what you need to send right now is cash. Because when he says cash, people aren't, you don't want people to be sending dollar bills in an envelope. He doesn't have any understanding of the words he's being told to say. Yes,
it was almost hallucinogenic. There was no reality there.
Right. Is there any heart beating there? Is there any heart caring there? I mean, he used that speech today in front of the reporters there at the Rose Garden to talk about what he has done. Now, anybody could have done that. You could have sent your press secretary. McClellan could have managed that. We've sent out 50 disaster teams. We've got 1,100 guardsmen. We've got 400 trucks, 1,000 truckloads.
Thank you.
5.5 million MREs. Anyone could have done that. What we needed was a president who said, our hearts are with you. We will send you help. I'm going to be there. I'm going to send the people there. If he had moved sooner, that USS Comfort, that Navy medical ship that they just sent from Baltimore today, it's going to take 7 days to get there. We could have gained 3 days.
What I wanted to ask is that the 3 hours for Hugh Hewitt's show was devoted to general charities, but a lot of it was for church charities, local church charities, and those were mostly white charities. And being a Democrat or an ex-Democrat, like most of our listeners are, I want to know the African American churches.
All right. Well, I want you to stay. I want you to stay right there, Lori. Stay right there, Lori. Thanks so much for calling. And when Damu Smith comes on, we will talk about some of the environmental justice and social justice groups in New Orleans and in the Mississippi Basin there, who are going to be the people who rebuild this situation differently and who assert some public power in the policymaking around the future and rebuilding. Because rebuilding just as it was isn't going to do it. We don't want to rebuild this sink and swim society. We want a society where the priority actually is on saving lives, not on advancing profits, where we don't save, where we don't strip the treasury by giving kickbacks to our energy pals and leave the poor people of inner city New Orleans with a flood prevention program that's got half the bucks it needs. We're going to talk to groups who I suspect right now are struggling simply to find out, you know, is there a phone? Is everybody alive? It'll take them a few weeks, different from the Red Cross, to get up and running. So I say to you, give some money now, and it doesn't have to be cash. You can write a check. You can call with your credit card. Give some money now and save some money for down the road, because down the road, well, down the road people find it's not so easy to get money out of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as you think it is. It's not so easy to apply. It's not so easy to get the check. It's not so easy to get back up on your feet. And you know what? Once the water recedes and people are dealing with living in places that are damp, that's where you see the epidemics of allergies from the mold, the epidemics of asthma, which is already a killer epidemic in our inner city black communities, including New Orleans. That's when you see the sudden depression hit people. It's like the troops coming back from Iraq. It's not necessarily immediate. It's a little bit down the road. So I want you to give now, and I want you to keep giving, and we're increasingly going to figure out how to give to be the most effective to rebuild this society differently. I'm Laura Flanders. We're sitting in. I'm sitting in. We're all sitting in for Mike Malloy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
After 25 years of marriage, I can't imagine life without Bob. So when his doctor told him his high blood pressure and cholesterol increased his risk of a heart attack, I worried. But I feel better because his doctor recommended Bayer.
Doctors know that Bayer low dose can prevent one out of three heart attacks. And Bayer is the brand that more doctors take for their own hearts. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
We both feel better because I take my Bayer.
You'll feel better, protected by Bayer. Talk to your doctor.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, ester protection.
Look for ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
What's the secret to a successful website? It starts with a reliable, customer-focused web host. When choosing a hosting provider, it's important to consider who's behind your website. With Hostway's dedicated experts behind your site, you'll get the latest technology to help broaden your customer reach and grow your business. Hostway can even make launching your online business easier by professionally designing your website for as little as $179. For more information, go to Hostway.com. Visit Hostway.com today and let Hostway get behind your website. No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel. Every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, but I'm not Mike. I'm Laura Flanders. They let me out of my weekend compound to roam free here during the weekdays, sitting in for Mike while he's out with the dreaded lurgy. I don't know what the official diagnosis is, but that's what it sounds like to me. In this hour, we will talk, among others, to Ned Sublette. He's an author, a musicologist, a musician. He lived this last year in New Orleans. And when I was on the air this weekend for the Laura Flanders Show, 7 to 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, he was emailing us his fury about what he anticipated was about to happen in New Orleans. He was at Tulane University most of last year, and he just came back to Manhattan this summer. We're broadcasting tonight from Manhattan, all you Mike Malloy listeners. Get used to it. He's been writing hundreds of words about New Orleans in the last few days, so we'll get to him in just a minute. You know, I'm looking at the Washington Post Where to Give page, and there are a variety of options. A lot of them are religious, Lori, who called in Minneapolis. But, you know, give some to the American Red Cross right now, and we'll give you some other great ideas as time goes on. There are other groups, too, America's Second Harvest, all sorts. But it looks like the only ones really functioning at this minute are the biggest classic ones, and that's to be expected. It would be nice if FEMA hadn't been slashed, its budget slashed. It would be nice if there hadn't been a shrinkage of funding for flood prevention. All sorts of things would be nice, like if we didn't have a third of all of Mississippi's National Guard and all of their water equipment, or a whole lot of it, in Iraq. I'm with Norman Solomon. He has a great piece on commondreams.org today. The National Guard should be in Biloxi, not Baghdad. Good point. I mean, the tidewaters were rising around the people of New Orleans, just as the poverty numbers are rising around W, and they're not unrelated. I mean, I think one of the things we want to talk about tonight is that this is not simply a disaster on a rosy scenario. This is a disaster on a really messed up scenario. The waters have been rising around these people for years. And as I said, getting back to normal is not what we want. Our economy, our society, what you're seeing there in New Orleans is flood stage suffering already. We're at flood stage when it comes to the gap between rich and poor. Who could get out of New Orleans and who could not? Who did we make allowances for? Who did we make it possible to leave? Those people who had cars or could fly. Who did we just leave to their own devices? Those who couldn't pay to play. Well, that's the W way, isn't it? He won't meet with anyone who hasn't greased his palm or promised to. Race is not incidental to this picture. Class is not incidental to this picture. Race is at the center. Class is at the center. This is the product, what you're seeing there in those pictures, of some people escaped and some people sitting there wondering if they will ever see a helping hand. What you're seeing there is the product of a society, and I take blame. We all should take some responsibility for this. It's not just W. We'll give him plenty of blame, but it's not just him. If we didn't believe that some of us were actually worthless, were dispensable, were less precious than the others of us, would we have said, you have to have a car to get out of New Orleans? Would we have said, we'll help you get to the airport, but we'll help you get to the Superdome? This is our pay-to-play society, and these people ran out of cash. And this is the product of development, particularly in the American South. Development doesn't get more uneven than that which we're looking at in the Mississippi Delta. Based on slavery, the sugar trade, you name it, the labor of many producing profit for a few. Sometimes the job losses in the Mississippi Delta aren't so different from a hurricane attacking, leaving you with no way to pay your mortgage, no way to keep your electricity and your phone on at once. The only jobs left for most of the people in the Delta who weren't working in the oil industry, service jobs. We'll hear more from Ned Sublette. Living on polluted land. Welfare reform had already raised the waters like a flood tide around a lot of these people. You wonder why they don't have flood insurance? Well, it's the first thing to go. We'll talk more about what is the background, the context that we're looking at here, but it's an important thing for us to realize. There are all sorts of people to blame. But this is our society writ large, sink or swim. A whole lot of people sank these last 3 days. Is that okay with you? 866-303-2270. 866-303-AAR0. Yeah, they sank while W was out there. His priority wasn't saving lives. His priority was golf at the Pueblo El Mirage RV and Golf Resort. His priority was playing country music with somebody and holding their guitar. His priority was talking about how we had to invade Iraq to protect our oil and hoping nobody would notice. It is about oil, after all. Let's take some calls. Let's hear from Michael in New York, listening on LIB. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, you're doing a great job filling in for Michael. Hope he feels better.
Me too.
And, in fact, you're always doing a great job on doing well on your show. The thing is that President Bush has really put his foot in his mouth once again. I don't know if
How many feet can he get in your mouth, do you think?
I'm sorry?
How many feet do you think he can get in his mouth?
With his big mouth? Huh. Let me tell you. I don't know if you heard on the news reports that he pledged that he would send federal aid to New Orleans in wake of Hurricane Katrina. Now, the people here in New York City are still waiting for him to fulfill his promise to us in the wake of September 11th, and that has not yet been fulfilled.
Yeah, so beware the president bearing fake gifts.
But you know where I'm going with this. It's like, damn if he does and damn if he doesn't, because if he doesn't fulfill his promise to New Orleans, that'll prove him once again to be a liar. However, if he fulfills his promise to New Orleans, Louisiana, a red state, that will show again how much he has divided this nation and leaves New York that was hit by 9/11, which many people still believe him to be in cahoots with Bin Laden, the blue state, the state that voted against him. You see where I'm going?
I see where you're going. I mean, let's not forget, in Florida, people got money pre-election, pre-04, who hadn't even been hit by the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just a swing state, Louisiana might be in better shape.
Yeah. I just wish if anybody in Louisiana is listening, my heart and prayers go out to them.
Yeah, well, we all feel the same way. And if you are listening in Louisiana neighborhood anywhere, if you're listening on the Baton Rouge station or the New Orleans station or the Lafayette station, you name it, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you where you're at. And if you have good ideas of where help can go, we're advising people to send it to the American Red Cross right now, but we'll come up with some other ideas before the end of the show. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR. Zero. Let's take one more call before we go to Ned Sublette, who's just come in the studio. Clyde's on the line in Florida. Hi, Clyde. Welcome.
Hey, Laura. How you doing?
I'm surviving. How are you doing?
Hang on a second.
Oh, no. Another one with the dreaded Lurgy. Oh, you're back. Okay, good.
Much better, yeah. Man, you know, I was listening to the radio and how they say that George flew over New Orleans and Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't believe it. I don't think he even flew over the country.
You mean you think that was just a picture of him
and
looking out a window?
Yeah, that was, that guy couldn't read the alphabet, much less, you know,
well, he wasn't,
outside of a window.
He wasn't piloting the plane.
Well, no, a chip can't fly a plane.
Clyde, I was going to say, honestly, great. W finally got himself off the couch and up in a plane to watch to look at the damage. But then I read one of the reports. Apparently, he didn't ever get out of the couch. He was watching from a couch in the plane.
Even flew over, I bet. Well, that was at the Rose Garden the whole time. Somebody prepared that speech for him. It's really sad.
Ooh, the skeptical, the level of skepticism here on the Mike Malloy show. I'll give him that he flew over, all right? He loves to bomb from above. He'll send relief from above, as long as he doesn't have to go down there and, I don't know, touch anyone. He only came to New York, and Michael's reminding me now, he only came to New York because he thought he could, cozy up to some firefighters and, fuel the fire for war in Iraq. Now, if the flooding in Louisiana could be used to justify bombing Iran or something, or Venezuela, then maybe W would be down there in a flash. Let me bring on Ned Sublette. Thanks for the call, Clyde. Ned Sublette, as I said, he's the author of Cuba and Its Music, From the First Drums to the Mambo. He's working on a new book about New Orleans. He's been down there for much of the last year. He's just a great guy. Thanks for coming in, Ned.
Thank you, Laura.
You were emailing me all weekend, and you have been mailing since, saying
I was a little distraught.
Well, you had every right to be distraught.
I haven't really detached from the internet since.
I was so cheery. I had been a Crawford.
You were perky. I just wanted to
slap me. I know.
Like, what are you so happy about?
I was trying to look at peace movement, and I
you'd gotten this shot of positive energy, and
I drank the Cindy Sheehan Kool-Aid.
And it really is. It all comes back to the same issue.
Priorities, where are they?
You know, that caller mentioned 9/11, and, you know, having lived through 9/11 in New York City, it reminds me so much of it. It's so similar, and right down to the presidential vacation. I mean...
I was surprised he wasn't reading a book about a goat. Why didn't he read that to the people of New Orleans? Maybe that would make them feel better. What do we need to know about New Orleans?
The evacuation, right? I evacuated last year from Hurricane Ivan, okay? Well, I didn't evacuate. I happened to be in Manhattan at the time, but my wife was in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, let's remember.
I got my wife out because I was tracking the hurricane on the internet.
This was a year ago.
I saw it was going to happen. I thought what might happen. It didn't happen, as it turned out. Turned the other way, but had to get out of there. I had a credit card. It was an abused one, but it still had some headroom. There was a seat on JetBlue. Got her out 24 hours later before the mass exodus started. So having been a little through the process, the evacuation consists of telling people to evacuate.
Right.
It doesn't consist of getting people out.
If they had those Navy ships that they're now saying they're sending, why couldn't they have sent them in to get people out before?
You know... Well, because that would have required leadership above the local level.
You
won't hear a word of criticism from me about Mayor Nagin or Governor Blanco or anybody who's really been on the line these last few days going through something we can't imagine. But had they been able to call on a higher power,
which they could have done.
I'm not a civil defense guy. If I'd been running it would have been a terrible mess.
Right. But he wasn't out there talking with Cindy Sheehan in the camp where there's no phone. He was in his ranch. He could have been contacted. As you're talking about it, I'm reminded, you're right, Ivan was a year ago. They were familiar then with what the risks might be. We all know global warming has heated
the surface
waters.
You know that people spent the night in the Superdome before.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, 1998, for Hurricane George. 14,000 people spent the night in the Superdome then. George didn't really cream New Orleans then. New Orleans got off. And it got off last year with Ivan. This time it didn't get off.
And what they've been doing ever since 1998 is cutting funding for flood control.
Yeah, and the evacuation... I mean, I'm focusing on a couple... No, hurricane's going to come. Now, hurricanes, yes, they're exacerbated by global warming...
Let's explain that for people, Ned, so they understand. Like, maybe they've got it by this point, but it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science.
The warm water of the Gulf.
You raise the temperature of the surface waters because of the rising temperatures of the air, and that means there's more fluid likely to be absorbed up into the storm clouds to be dumped on the people when the storm comes.
Hurricanes are part of the culture and tradition of the place from the beginning. There's no way around it. The Huracan, the name, it was the name of a Taino god. It comes from the culture of the Antilles. It's something that people have always had to deal with and always will have to deal with. You can't stop the hurricanes. Now, the hurricanes are getting worse. There are environmentalists who can explain the various factors why they're getting worse better than I can.
We used to have wetlands, and we're going to hear from David Helvar.
Wetlands.
And talk about that later
on. All that. But... so you can't stop the hurricane, but the flooding you can stop if there's a will to do it. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, but the flooding can be stopped if there's a will to do it. But if the flooding can't be stopped, you could still have effective civil defense.
You're making the room shake.
You could still have
and effective, you can still get people out.
Effective civil defense. Look, it might not be easy. It might not even be possible. I don't know. I haven't tried it. But what I know is the attempt wasn't even made to get the people without cars out of there. The only way you could get out of there was in a private car through a regularly scheduled airline flight, or maybe you could hop a bus, except the Washington Post reports that they closed the Greyhound station on Saturday already. So, now, I don't want to suggest hypothetical scenarios for how we might have gotten planes, trains, or boats in there to move people out. And when I say boats, well, obviously not through the Gulf of Mexico, Mississippi, I don't know. But New Orleans is a transportation hub. That's why it's there. The reason New Orleans is where it is because it connects the Mississippi River with the Gulf of Mexico. That's the whole reason for its evil site. It's a great situation, but it's a terrible site. And then in the 19-teens or so, when pumps became available that allowed the settling of the deeper part of that basin between the Gulf and the river, and you started to get a real, the whole city is a bowl. It fills up with water. Everyone's seen this now. The danger, of course, everyone was worried about is that the storm surge would come over from all sides, completely fill up the bowl, and then the Mississippi River might change its course.
I mean, the sadness
that didn't happen.
The sad thing about this is that I do believe in this case, levees aren't the solution necessarily, but I do believe in this case, if the levees had been built up as the Southeast Louisiana Urban Flood Control Project wanted them to be, that water coming in from the lake might have been stopped, and that could have made the difference.
If the term homeland security means anything, it means securing the homeland.
Well, the people's homes aren't homeland. The oil fields are our homeland, Führer. Our number is 866-303-AAR0, 866-303-2270. Give us a call. We'll go to your calls right after this. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. I'm Laura Flanders, sitting in at Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientists who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
Thank you for calling. calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrist believes that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. I'm Laura Flanders. And what made Cindy think that I haven't listened to Mike Malloy's show? Just because I didn't know all the catchphrases? I'm a big fan of Mike's. Mike and I have quite a thing going, in fact. And we share quite a few audience members, I'll tell you that much. And as the evening goes on, I might tell you more, but I might not. 866-303-2270. 866-303-AAR0. We're talking about our sink or swim society. It got very real, that phrase, for us the last few days, didn't it? You saw it writ large there in the streets on the rooftops of New Orleans. You can reach the American Red Cross at AmericanRedCross.org. We're going to be talking on this evening's program about some of the racial justice groups and environmental justice groups that will be getting themselves together in the next few days and weeks and months to try to change things in New Orleans. And I think that we are looking at a situation where we've all got a lot of changing we need our society to do. This is not okay. If you can't have a car, if you can't get a car out to safety, your life is expendable. You can be there in the Superdome and rescue will come, and we'll take you to the Astrodome. 10 years older, another sports stadium. What is the story with that? I mean, yeah, it's nice. Thank you, Houston. At least the people won't be surrounded by water, but boy, shows you how prepared or lack of preparedness we have.
How lack of preparedness we have? You did say that.
Oh, this isn't lack of preparedness. This is pathological profit over people is what brings us to this situation. When we come back, more from Ned Sublette, and we'll hear from Damu Smith right after the break. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. If you watched the series 6 Feet Under this season, you know the term green funeral. Even if you don't, you may have heard of this rapidly growing trend in the funeral industry. The idea is simple, to return a body to the earth as naturally as possible. There is no embalming, and the deceased is buried in a biodegradable casket or shroud. They're legal in most states and cost far less than a conventional funeral. You can get more information at finalpassages.org.
At Cliff Bar and Company, we're all about nourishing healthy people with great food, like Cliff and Luna bars, and now new Cliff Nectar, an entirely organic fruit and nut bar made from 5 or fewer ingredients. With 2 servings of fruit, you can eat well and feel good about it. Cliff Bar is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about how we're working to create better food and a more healthful environment. And look for Cliff Nectar in your local natural food stores.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush says the first priority in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina is to save lives. Saying the recovery from the storm will take years, Bush announced a cabinet-level task force to coordinate a massive response by the federal government, Bush speaking at the White House. After he got a view of some of the devastation from Hurricane Katrina, as Air Force One carried Bush back from his Texas ranch, it flew over New Orleans at about 2,500 feet, then went down to about 1,700 feet over Mississippi. Bush looked out a window at the scene below. He also expected to visit the region by the week's end. Katrina may be the nation's deadliest natural disaster since the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. The mayor of New Orleans today saying the storm killed hundreds of people and probably thousands in his city. Army engineers are battling the breaks in New Orleans levees that have turned the city into a flood zone. They're trying to stop the flooding by dropping giant sandbags into the breaches. It's not working that well. Another option may be to use barges as barriers. The New Orleans mayor, Ray Nagin, says there will be a total evacuation of the city. 50 to 100,000 people are still there. Of nearly a 500,000, residents will not be allowed back into their homes, he says, for a month or two. Federal officials have declared a public health emergency for the entire Gulf Coast. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina is very dangerous. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says his agency is concerned about potential disease outbreaks, and he's urging residents of the storm area to boil water, follow food safety guidelines, and be aware of possible carbon monoxide poisoning from generators. Medical experts from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention heading to the area, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, says his agency is working to restore highways, airports, and seaports. Environmental Protection Agency Director Stephen Johnson says anti-pollution standards for gasoline are being eased throughout the U.S. until September 15th because of the hurricane. The government clearing the way for more flu vaccine to be available this year following last year's unexpected shortage. The Food and Drug Administration approved a new flu shot made in Germany by a subsidiary of GlaxoSmithKline. Glaxo has supplied flu vaccine for other countries in the past. Last year's shortage came about when British regulators shut down a U.S. supplier after they found contaminated vaccine. That company, Chiron Corporation, says it has passed an inspection of its factory in Britain. That's a step toward regaining FDA approval to sell flu shots in the U.S. There are more steps ahead for the company, and there is no guarantee they will be completed in time for this fall's flu season. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, I'm relationship expert Dawn Yannick, and over the last few months, I've been telling you about a new guide I've written for Match.com. It's called How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, and it's really working. So many people have told me they thought they'd never find the right person, but the guide gave them their confidence back and changed all that. Now, for a limited time, Match.com wants you to have How to Find the Right Person in 90 Days, free. Join the millions of people who found successful relationships on Match.com. Get started today for free. Visit Match.com for full details.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen, and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydroderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at USO.org.
Springer. This is a wake-up call.
On the radio.
A wake-up call to America.
Coming up on the next Springer.
On the radio.
The latest from the nightmare we call Katrina. How confident are we in dealing with a major disaster? We'll have personal stories and live reports from the scene.
The voice of reason.
Jerry
Springer.
On the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy. This is the Mike Malloy Show here on Air America Radio. W prepared for Hurricane Katrina the same way he prepared for 9/11, doing absolutely zip as far as I can see, maybe a little fishing, in this case a little golf. In 2001, the Federal Emergency Management Agency ranked a major hurricane strike on New Orleans as among the three, count them, three likeliest, most catastrophic disasters facing the country, directly behind a terror attack on New York City. There was planning that could have been done. There was funding that could have been given. What we saw was the federal government not just fail to prepare, but put profits so far ahead of people that it amounts basically to something pathological. After 2003, the flow of federal dollars for flood control in Louisiana, when it should have been growing, was shrinking. The local paper, the Times-Picayune, had been raising this question over the last few weeks and months. They'd been running a series. In June 2004, the emergency management chief for Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, told the Times-Picayune, it appears that the money has been moved in the president's budget to handle homeland security and the war in Iraq. And I suppose that's the price we pay. In early 2004, Bush proposed spending less than 20% of what the Army Corps said it needed to shore up the levees around the lake. In 2004, the hurricane season, the worst in decades, the federal government came back with the steepest reduction in hurricane and flood control funding for New Orleans in history. They needed six times as much money as they got. And the money they got was only enough to pay the people already on salary. They couldn't even start any new projects. This was preparing like a... This was not preparing. This was the opposite of preparing. They talk about, well, it was lack of preparedness. No, there was anti-preparedness. that was starving the funds of the people who were trying to prepare. They talk about the National Guard being overstretched. They weren't overstretched. They weren't there. A third of them sent to Iraq to W's War of Choice. And, you know, this is about choices. The situation we're seeing is a situation reflecting our choices as a society, our choices not to enforce the 14th Amendment, promise of equal protection, but instead to say, if you got a car, you're protected. If you can pay to get a flight out of there, you're protected. If not, well, sink or swim. And a whole lot of people sunk. This is our society writ large, uncovered by the floodwaters. The floodwaters have covered up a lot. They've uncovered a lot. And what they've uncovered is how we are treating one another. And what is the desperate state of our people even before the waters rise? We've got with us in the studio Ned Sublett. He is an author, a musicologist, and a musician. He's been living in New Orleans. He's a research fellow at Tulane. Ned, I'm not going to keep on railing about this because we want to help people get help, but it just makes me so furious.
We're focusing on the human tragedy mostly because, you really don't want to think about what those people went through trapped in the attic as the water is rising. You just really don't want to think about that.
The mayor's advice on Sunday night was make sure you have a way to hack through your ceiling. I looked at the ceiling and I said I wouldn't have the faintest idea how to hack through my ceiling.
One guy blew a hole out with a shotgun.
Right.
Whatever you have to do.
If you live there,
you're
probably more prepared.
Yeah, you'll have a shotgun. But it was known this would happen. It was known this would happen. And it was known, anybody who visited me last year in New Orleans heard me describe pretty much the scenario of what happened. A friend of mine, Paul Seabart, singer-songwriter, visited me today, and he said, you described this to me when I visited you last year.
Right.
And I said, and it's not because I'm a visionary. It's because it was widely known what would happen.
Right.
In 2003, the Times-Picayune published an excellent series, I think it's still on their website, called Washing Away, that pretty well laid it out. 2001, Scientific American, Mark Fischetti wrote Drowning New Orleans. May I?
Yeah, sure.
New Orleans is a disaster waiting to happen. The city lies below sea level in a bowl bordered by levees that fend off Lake Pontchartrain to the north and Mississippi River to the south and west. And because of a damning confluence of factors, the city is sinking further, putting it at an increasing flood risk after even minor storms. The low-lying Mississippi Delta, which buffers the city from the Gulf, is also rapidly disappearing. A year from now, another 25 to 30 square miles of Delta Marsh, an area the size of Manhattan, will have vanished. An acre disappears every 24 minutes. Each loss gives a storm surge a clear path to wash over the Delta and pour into the bowl, trapping 1 million people inside and another million in surrounding communities. Well, it was known this would happen. And the plan was that the poorest 10 or 20% would be left behind.
As long as it's nobody we know, as long as it's nobody we're relying on, as long as it's not people who vote for us, we don't care. I mean, this is, I said at the beginning of the program, race is not a detail, it's at the center of this story, and so is class, and what you've got is so classic. He continued over the last 3 days to, ply the snake oil with the people who've greased his palms out there playing golf, playing guitar. It took him 3 days to address himself to those whose lives were in the balance
Saturday. Saturday we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
By Saturday. Okay, the word didn't get out that fast. Friday, I was on the phone to somebody at Tulane Friday afternoon. I had no idea this was happening. A friend of mine went to the pizza parlor in New Orleans Friday night. People, nobody in the joint knew it was happening. He saw in the weather, well, that hurricane's coming over looking a little shysty. He thought, I better get up early Saturday morning and check it out. He gets it up early, checks it out. Uh-oh, he gets in the car and drives to safety. Highway's clear. The word's not really out yet.
It
was Saturday morning. Saturday morning is when the models, people woke up and found the models had converged, and now they should think about leaving. Now, there could have been a little more advance notice. Somebody's supposed to be watching this and getting the word out. And, I don't know. If the president had called the president of JetBlue, American Airlines, Continental, and said, hey, and Louis Armstrong Airport said, hey, keep the airport open all Saturday night. We're going to get your planes in there. We'll send some Air Force planes. We'll do whatever we got to do to get people out. Would it have helped? I don't know. It's a daunting task to get people out. I can't even say what would or wouldn't be possible, but I do know the attempt wasn't even made to get people out.
Let's hear from Damu Smith. He worked there for 10 years and lived in amongst the communities along the Mississippi River in Louisiana known as Cancer Alley. He knows all about the history there and the history of people fighting to try to get attention to, to environmental crisis facing some people and other people looking away. Damu Smith, welcome to the program. Welcome to Air America Radio.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we're just railing. Tell us what you're hearing, and a lot of people want to know, maybe not now, maybe the organizations aren't run up and running now, but if they want to support social justice, environmental justice, racial justice groups who might help to rebuild New Orleans different. who should they look out for in the next few weeks and months?
Well, first of all, let me just reiterate what is the obvious and what is now well known. This is an enormous, enormous catastrophic disaster of incredible proportions that will have long-term disastrous consequences for the city of New Orleans and its people. Who are its people? New Orleans is a mostly African-American city. It is a very acutely impoverished city. If you look at the images on television, most of the people you see are African-American. I say this in no way putting aside the fact that people of all races are affected by what's happening in New Orleans and in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama.
I was going to say, you can't affect that artery of our society and our economy without affecting all of us to some degree.
Absolutely. No, everybody's affected. And our prayers go out to every single person. I don't care what color they are, what race, what culture. The fact of the matter is that disproportionately, we're talking about poor people, white or black. You're talking about African Americans who are disproportionately impacted by what has happened. And it is those people who are most acutely economically marginalized who will have the most severe long-term consequences because they don't have the economic assets of any kind to rebuild. They don't. Now, I was watching the news today with people who had beautiful homes along the beachfront. And they have been very negatively affected. A lot of those people are better off and they have assets and they may be able to rebuild. But for the people of New Orleans, they will not be able to do this on their own. There will have to be special measures taken by the federal government to help bring these people back so that they can live. Many of the people in New Orleans who are affected come from public housing. New Orleans has a very large public housing population. People who are on public assistance. So this is very, very serious. In addition to all of that, New Orleans and communities like Metairie, Kenner, St. Charles Parish, all of those parishes, Jefferson Parish, there are a string of toxic waste dumps and petrochemical facilities that these communities live closest to. But now everybody in New Orleans who is walking through this toxic soup is affected by the fact that this water is over toxic waste sites, like Superfund sites right within the city limits of New Orleans, right, like the agricultural landfill.
And that's even before you start pulling the gas tanks out of the gas station concrete, before any of the damage actually caused by the hurricane, if you will.
Absolutely. So the pre-existing conditions prior to Katrina were bad for people in New Orleans economically, and now here comes this enormous disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to have such catastrophic long-term consequences. And I want to just say a couple of other very quick things. I just find it amazing that people who are at the Superdome are saying that they don't have water. Now, I understand how bad things are, and I'm not there right now. But I just have these images of when our government wants to move in certain situations, they airlift things in, they parachute things in, they drop them in. I don't understand why people don't have water today at the Superdome. No. I don't understand that. Something is very wrong here. And the point that you all have been making earlier is so correct. The Times-Picayune has run a series of articles pointing out the fact that there has been a serious deficit running in the needed budget for infrastructural development needed to protect the people of New Orleans and surrounding communities from a Category 4 or Category 5 hurricane.
Now, when we come back, I want you to ask the question, what could have been done differently, and what do you think was standing in the way? We know what was standing in the way of them preserving the wetlands. The oil companies that own the land didn't want to do it, and nobody wanted to pay to do it on their behalf. We know we can explain some of this, but frankly, you know, between you and me, the venality of this administration is one thing, but I don't get why you would not give the levee protectors what they're saying they need and give them 20% of the budget they say they need. Who is that serving? We'll talk more with Damu Smith and Ned Sublette and you. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in here at Air America Radio.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
If you live in Connecticut, Oregon, or Minnesota, please do not call, as your state bans you from receiving profitable home-based internet businesses like the one offered in the following message.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-600-0562. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-600-0562. That's 1-800-600-0562.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
We're back. You're listening to the Laura... Well, no, you're not. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Laura Flanders. They let me out from the weekend to Compound, where I do the Laura Flanders Show every Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm sitting in for Mike while he fights some kind of really grim throat disease. But he's getting better by the minute. I'm sending him a clear throat vibes. I'm sitting here with Ned Sublett. He is a musicologist, wrote a fabulous book about Cuba and its music. He's been doing research in New Orleans for a year. He's a research fellow at Tulane. Also with us, Damu Smith. While we've got Damu on the line, I don't know, the technology here, I can't take your calls for just a minute, but I will get back to calls in just a sec after that. What did W do today? Well, you know, he flew over. He did a flyby, 20,000 feet up, flew over the devastation of New Orleans and surrounding towns. I don't know, when the Air Force flies by, at least they dip their wings. I don't think this guy did a darn thing. He's sitting in a couch looking out the window saying, oh, it must be doubly bad down there. Doubly, Mr. President? I'd say a whole lot more than doubly, Mr. W. Damu Smith, I left before the break, maybe with a naive question, but... it's a real one. If I was in New Orleans and the head of emergency management said I need this much money for shoring up the levees to protect the people of New Orleans, I wouldn't say, oh, I've got a war going on of my own choosing in Iraq, I'll give you 20% of what you need. But that's exactly what President Bush proposed in early 04, leaving the New Orleans emergency managers without what they desperately required. We're paying the price now. Why? Damu Smith.
Four words. Iraq and Homeland Security.
Who's home?
That's the link. You know, you cited the Times-Picayune series, and I'm looking at a summary of some of the key points from that series. And one of the things that it points out is that after this rainstorm that took place in May of 1995 that killed six people, Congress authorized the Southeast Louisiana Urban Flood Control Project. And over the next 10 years, according to the summary, the Army Corps of Engineers, responsible for implementing the Southeast Louisiana Urban Flood Control Project, spent $430 million on shoring up levees and building pumping stations within New Orleans, with $50 million in local aid and the rest from federal assistance. But at least $250 million in crucial projects remained. And this was even as hurricane activity in the Atlantic Basin increased dramatically, and the levees surrounding New Orleans continued to subside. Now, in those articles, the Times-Picayune points out, in nine of those articles, that the cost of Iraq was a reason for the lack of hurricane and flood control dollars.
It's amazing what you can do with $1 billion a week, whatever the heck it is now.
Absolutely. So,
$5 billion a month.
And it goes on to say that, it, just as you said, in early 2004, as the cost of the conflict in Iraq soared, Bush proposed spending less than 20% of what the Corps said was necessary for Lake Pontchartrain.
We got to go, Damu. We'll be right back. You're listening to Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester-E, like me. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester-E and Ester-C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Mirasu. For six generations, my family has shared their gift, the joy of making bright, crisp, fruit-focused wine. Mirasu wines are all about the vibrant, sunny character of California's Central Coast, and they're perfect for summertime. Like our Chardonnay, with grilled salmon or a big, beautiful salad. I'm David Mirasu, inviting you to make your summer even brighter. Mirasu, life is good under the sun.
Mirasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to Rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality, The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to mypc.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Ah, that magic year, 1993. Men wore ponytails, proudly. Grunge was a sound and a dress style, and a smart guy named Mark bought the car of his dreams. After 11 years and 104,000 miles, Mark still drives his baby because he uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Mark can drive his dream car through all the hairstyles to come.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
The Al Franken Show.
The original decision, I think, that led to Roe v. Wade was Griswold, which they used to have a law that married couples weren't allowed to get birth control.
What happened to Big Condom?
You mean like Big Oil?
Yeah.
Big Coal? I don't think Big Condom has the power.
Al Franken.
I'm not a legal scholar.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine Lanfer.
Which is nuts.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
We're back listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm not Mike. I'm Laura Flanders, in case you couldn't tell the difference. I know we sound almost exactly the same. Ned Sublette is with me in the studio. He's the author of Cuba and Its Music, and he knows a lot about New Orleans. He's been spending a year there researching at Tulane. Damu Smith's a lifelong activist and campaigner for, among other things, environmental justice. He's also one of the founders of Black Voices for Peace. He worked for years, a decade, I think, in communities along the Mississippi River in Louisiana. That community known as Cancer Alley. These people were in trouble before Katrina ever came by, and they're in more trouble now. The question is, what next? Damu, we've already had a few people calling and asking who can they send relief to, particularly if they'd like to send to groups with a justice component, not simply, plain old Band-Aid relief, although that's critically important right now, of course.
Well, and also let me just mention that I am also one of the founders of the National Black Environmental Justice Network, and it's out of that organizational context that I've been working in Louisiana over the past several years. Let me just say that our organization is actually planning an emergency conference call sometime over the next 48 hours to discuss how to respond to the situation organizationally, and how to make sure that we can monitor the activities of relief agencies and governmental organizations, governmental entities like the 9 federal agencies that have been brought to the fore in this situation. So we can monitor what they're doing and make sure that they're doing what they're doing correctly.
Right. Have you been in this sort of situation before? Do you have any idea of where the pitfalls are with respect to the Red Cross and FEMA?
Well, it's all about response time. It's all about how they're coordinating their activities. It's all about how to penetrate the bureaucratic mechanisms that often get in place when agencies are trying to work together. We've seen some of that already, and Mayor Nagin pointed this out when it came to trying to plug that hole at Lake Pontchartrain that brought so much water into the city over the last few days.
Yeah, he said he made an order for sandbags to be sent, and they just never were. There was confusion. Who knows in charge? All sounds very familiar.
He described it as too many cooks in the kitchen. He said that a decision was made by the people piloting the helicopter to bring the bags to go and get some people off of rooftops, and this led to this disaster of the water pouring in. So it was a difficult choice. It's a difficult situation, but these are the kinds of things that nonprofit organizations like ours have to be on top of and report to the public what they're doing and figure out how we can make recommendations that can make things better. What I would say to people is that they should, go on the Internet to the extent that they can. You know, groups like the American Red Cross and others are trying to do work and conduct relief and humanitarian efforts inside of that southern coastal region. And, people should make decisions about who they want to give contributions to. Our organization at this time is not soliciting contributions for this purpose. I mentioned at this time. We're going to be discussing this and talking about how we can respond, and we'll let the media know.
All right, so maybe American Red Cross or Habitat for Humanity right now. I happen to know that there's an excellent program on the weekends here on Air America that I have something to do with, and we're going to invite you back to the Laura Flanders Show between 7 and 10. Maybe by then you'll have a sense of some of the groups on the ground working with the Black Environmental Justice
Absolutely, we'll be happy to share that information.
Fantastic. You have a donation page on your site because you, too, are fighting cancer. Cancer Alley, you know what this is about. What can people do to help you in your work? How are you doing?
Well, I am doing a lot better than I was 3 months ago. I still have stage 4 colorectal cancer, which has metastasized to my liver. And I'm fighting the good fight, and I plan to win and conquer this cancer. And if people want to help me in any way, they can go to www.damusmith.org. That's D A as in David, A M as in Mary, U Smith, one word, .org. And there'll be a place where they can click on to make contributions, or they can send contributions directly made payable to the Spirit of Hope campaign. Mm-hmm. Spirit of Hope campaign, 1750 Columbia Road Northwest in Washington, D.C., and that's 2009. And
all right,
call 202-265-4919.
All right, damusmith.org. This is an important man, folks. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing that. A very important guy who's been doing important work. And we'll talk to you again on Saturday. Great to talk with you, Damu
Smith.
Great
to talk to you, too. Thank you so much.
There's a history here. There is work to be done here. And we all need to pull together. Let's take some calls. We've got on the line... Connie in Milwaukee. Hi, Connie. Welcome.
Well, hello there. I am a new fan.
Excellent.
Excellent. You are fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Hey, what I want to really focus on quickly is that I really do believe the karma around this administration is folding back on top of them. And I think that we all just need to sit back and watch this, because it will show itself by itself.
You think this is W's Waterloo?
I do believe that it is a W and all of his followers, and I think that as some of his party have, you know, kind of called him their baby Jesus, I think that all of them are going to sit back and watch this thing unfold, and the American public and the world is watching this unfold, and we are going to see the true colors of all of them. I really don't think that we will have to do anything but sit back and watch.
I tell you, you're not wrong. I mean, David Sanger, no radical leftist, publishing on the New York Times tomorrow, front page, the headline, hard new test for president. The first sentence is, not since he sat in a Florida classroom as the World Trade Center burned 1,000 miles away has President Bush faced a test like this.
I think that it's even, I think that we... are going to see, the world is going to see exactly what the truth is.
Well, you know, and what? The world is going to see that there are two Americas. There are more, but there are at least two. And there are the Americas who look after each other, who prioritize infrastructure, who care about education and health care, who look to make sure that the weakest is cared for, who believe in the promise of the 14th Amendment, equal protection. And then there are the Americans who only believe in pay-to-play, sink or swim, and ExxonMobil's profits going up 32% in the second quarter to $7.64 billion. I thank you for your call, Connie. Fingers are crossed. Ned, to you, you spent a lot of time traveling around the Caribbean. Do other people respond better to crises like this than we do?
Well, of course, the place I've studied the most is Cuba. And Cuba is very well known for its civil defense. I remember in 1998 when Hurricane George happened, Hurricane George didn't batter Cuba too badly. It really creamed the DR, as I recall.
Dominican Republic.
But I called a friend as soon as it had passed to see what had happened, how it had gone down. I was quite concerned. And what my friend told me was, what happened was Fidel went on TV and gave everybody in the whole country... Because, of course, he can go on all the TV stations, all the radio stations
once.
For a really long time. But he gave everybody a complete rundown of what was happening meteorologically. Everybody knows where the shelters are. And says it's a priority of the Cuban state that not one Cuban life be lost. That not one Cuban be unaccounted for. And when there is a hurricane in Cuba, they are ready. They have soldiers ready. They are ready to escort people to the shelters. I believe they even have a place where they can check possessions so that they won't stay behind fearing looting. I mean, if we cannot do as good as Cuba in making the guarantee to our citizens that not one person be accounted for and that it is at least the priority of the state, if you can't do, you can't promise perfect compliance, of course people are going to die. But you could at least make the attempt that not one person be unaccounted for and not one life be lost. And well, that attempt wasn't made.
Well, it wasn't made by an administration that thinks preemptive war is a good way to go. That thinks, you know, negotiate when you can wage a war? I mean, when
did you see that picture of him playing the guitar yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, if he'd had a fiddle, the Nero image would have been complete.
This is what he did yesterday when he went to the, what is it called again? I just love it. He went to the Pueblo El Mirage RV and Golf Resort. And he played country music. And even as he was saying, there's a big crisis that he's really glad that a lot of people are taking seriously. He wasn't one of those who was taking it seriously. He was playing guitar with Mark Wills and decided only on day three to come back to Washington to, address the people.
Well, I want to just mention one other thing about Cuba. When there is a hurricane, they escort the tourists to safety as well.
New Orleans,
the tourists, if you didn't have a flight out,
I was going to say, what has happened to the tourists?
Some of them went into the Superdome.
So that's where they are now, and they're being outsourced to the Astrodome. Can you imagine? You've been there all these days and hours wondering, am I going to get rescued? Am I going to get rescued? And they said, yes, rescue's on its way. Rescue's coming. You're going to another stadium in another state. Thank you. Very much. Okay, we are going to take a break and come right back. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. I am sitting in for the marvelous Mike and wishing him ever so much well. You and Kathy, and don't let the baby get sick. And we will be right back with more, and we'll talk about what we can do and how we got into this fix. And W's Waterloo. I like the sound of it. Stay tuned.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
It's time for you to get off the drug merry-go-round and experience natural healing with Total Health Vitamins. THVitamins.com is America's online super health store, carrying over 20,000 products with one of the country's largest selections of vitamins, herbs, and supplements. THVitamins.com offers daily specials at huge discounts with prompt service and free shipping on purchases over $75. Today's special is a 2-month supply of Country Life's high-potency, time-release multivitamin at a 50% discount. That's half price and a savings of $10.50. As an additional bonus from THVitamins.com, you'll also receive a free 3-month supply of vitamin C. All products are 100% natural and unconditionally guaranteed. Place your order online at thvitamins.com or by telephone at 1-800-283-2833. That's 1-800-283-2833. THVitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's
1-866-492-2500. So is the music different on Mike's show? It's a little different, I know. But we're importing a little bit of the Laura Flanders Show music. I hope you just bear with us for the evening. It's kind of fun. A little of what you don't know does you good. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AAR0. You can write to me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at AirAmericaRadio.com. That's Laura at AirAmericaRadio.com. And I can even read your mail. That's an even added bonus. You can call, I said, on 866-303-2270. We're streaming at AirAmericaRadio.com. There is blogging going on from New Orleans at a link I'm going to take a look at in just a second. I'll tell you what we're seeing. But first, let me take a caller who's angry at us. Randy in Austin. Hi, Randy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Oh, just wonderful being here. Laura, I'm not, well, I am kind of angry.
Go for it. Let it out. Let it out. It's not good to let it build up.
Mike Malloy is pretty much my favorite talk show host.
Well, you can't blame me for him having a sore throat.
Sore throat? Man,
virus. He hasn't got a voice.
Yeah, take another 5 weeks off, I guess.
No, no, no. Mike would be here if he... You know how much he loves doing this show and he loves you guys? He is... You should hear his voice. It's a scary thing. We figured we live in scary enough times, we don't need to terrify you with the sound of a raspy Mike Malloy. Anyway, your point.
My point is that being from the far left, I'm kind of disappointed with the tone of the Air America during the entire day. We're pretty much politicizing this tragedy.
It's political.
We could do more. And, of course, our National Guard is over in the wrong country and all that. But there's no way in hell you're going to build a wall big enough to hold back an ocean. And we just need to help these folks out now instead of...
I don't agree with you in the sense that this is a political situation, and that if the money had gone to improve the levee, it's very possible that Lake Pontchartrain could have been kept out of people's homes, that there is no excuse for not making provisions for people who don't have cars or can't afford $3 gas to get out of town, and it makes me angry. And if we're going to just buy the Kool-Aid that this is a natural disaster act of God, we're never going to change the way we do do things, and people have a right not to sit on those rooftops. And I covered the Flood Floyd in North Carolina. People started asking themselves, why did this happen to me? What did I do? What if this is my fault? And I want to emphasize that there is responsibility for this. It's not on the shoulders of those who are now suffering, but there is responsibility to be held in the White House and elsewhere. And where I will agree with you, Randy, is I don't think there is only blame to be attributed to George W. We all share a piece of this because we have all bought into this sink or swim society, and it's not the best this country can be. I thank you for calling, Randy, and I hope that you bear with us, because it's coming out of passion about this country, passion about the promise of equal protection, and desperate sadness about what's happening there in New Orleans. Ned, are we wrong to be angry today? Are we politicizing a tragedy?
I wish that I could not be angry. I wish I could just enjoy the luxury of my sadness. I wish that I could just sink into thinking about the dozens of people I know who have lost their homes. I understand where he's coming from. We have to focus on this great human and cultural tragedy. I wanted to ask Damu what it meant to him to find out that the Treme is underwater.
Hmm.
The Treme. Do y'all know what the Treme is?
Tell us.
I mean, for most people, I think the French Quarter is New Orleans, period. Right. But we have an engineer who
Jason knows what he's talking about.
Jason was a band leader in New Orleans for a while, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. Treme, what's the oldest African American residential neighborhood in the United States? Start right there. If jazz could be said to have originated in a place, it would probably have to be the Treme. The Treme, still a vital home of culture, where I had one of the deepest experiences I've had in the United States of America on Mardi Gras Day, when I saw Big Chief Donald Harrison and Big Chief Alfred Doucette in an encounter in the street. That was really the moment where I felt like my moment of initiation, so to speak, into really feeling part of the city. And if we start to let those feelings overwhelm us, we could all just break down on the air. But I think that the important thing also is that this anger has to be focused. There is anger. We cannot help but be, I cannot help but be angry that the poorest 20% of New Orleans was left behind structurally as part of the plan. I just can't forget that. Now, there's lots of other stuff to be angry about. There's plenty to be angry about before the flood. I mean, the social injustice of New Orleans. I mean, the Superdome was a last... Mayor Nagin kept saying, the Superdome is a shelter of last resort. But when you're, in New Orleans, white per capita income in New Orleans Parish, 2000 census, $31,971. Black per capita, $11,332. Let me repeat those numbers. White per capita, 31.9. Black per capita, 11.3. When your per capita income is $11,300 a year. Median household income in the Calliope Housing Project, B.W. Cooper, $13,263. That's not individual. That's household income, $13,000. And stuff costs there when it costs in New York. There's a 9% sales tax, half of which applies to groceries. Imagine. There's a lot of problems that sort of came to a head here. And I think we need to realize also that this has generated a refugee crisis. And we really should be talking about that. How many New Orleanians have gone out? A million or more? We don't know a number. We can't. Any of these numbers are wild guesses, folks. Any number you hear during this whole thing, because it's trying to pin a number on chaos.
We've no idea. The mayor is saying thousands may be dead in his city, and then there are the surrounding cities. We're going to come back with more from Ned Sublett. David Helvog will join us. He's the president of the Blue Frontier Campaign and the author of Saving America's Living Seas. We'll talk about what happened to the wetlands that might have protected New Orleans. And what do we need to change in the way of priorities when it comes to protecting our planet and our people? 866-303-2270. Stay tuned.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I never get tired of hearing, "Mr. Orrick, your 8-pound hotel vacuum has made a difference in my life. A chore has become a joy. My carpets actually look like new and the air I breathe is fresh. What a difference your vacuum has made in my life." Friend, try my Orrick XL for 30 days, risk-free. If you don't love it, we'll take it back. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and we'll make a difference in your life.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids? Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mama's making Ovaltine shake.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shake.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has called Hurricane Katrina one of the worst natural disasters in American history. Bush got his first up-close look at the devastation caused by the massive storm. He flew over Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama in Air Force One. He said thousands of homes are beyond repair, and a lot of the Mississippi Gulf Coast is destroyed. The president says it will take a long time to rebuild communities ravaged by the hurricane, but he said it will be done. He spoke in the White House Rose Garden.
The folks on the Gulf Coast are going to need the help of this country for a long time. This is going to be a difficult road.
And Bush says people need to contribute to the American Red Cross.
You can call 1-800-HELP-NOW or you can get on the Red Cross webpage, redcross.org. The Red Cross needs our help, and I urge our fellow citizens to contribute.
Correspondent Terry Easley says special state police are on duty to deal with looters.
Louisiana State Police SWAT teams have been deployed to back up local police in any armed confrontations they face with these gangs of looters.
Several of Louisiana's neighboring states are stepping up to offer assistance. People who were holed up in the now uninhabitable Louisiana Superdome are being bused to Texas and will take up residence in the Houston Astrodome. In Tennessee, Governor Phil Bredesen is opening enrollment at state-run colleges and universities to displaced Louisiana students. Thanks to the hurricane, the inflation-adjusted all-time high for gas prices is about to go by the wayside. AAA spokesman Jeff Sundstrom says on a national average, we could hit $3.25 at the pump easily, potentially even by this weekend. The previous record was set in March of 1981, which in today's dollars was about $3 a gallon. New York City has graduated a new batch of firefighters into the rank and file. As Jim Smith reports, among the new 241 bravest is the son of one of the highest-ranking FDNY officers lost on 9/11.
Christopher Gansey says he wants to make his father proud.
I worked very hard. This is what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to do it for my father.
And he's off to a good start as valedictorian of the class. Addressing fellow graduates, Chris remembers the advice of his father, Peter, the former chief of department killed on 9/11.
You will never, ever be rich, but you will always be happy. And when someone asks you what you do for a living, you can look them in the eyes with pride and say that you're a New York City firefighter.
In Brooklyn, Jim Smith, New York.
As if the devastation caused by the hurricane wasn't enough, another tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Tropical Storm Lee is about 900 miles east of Bermuda, moving toward the north-northeast. It is packing maximum sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour. It's not clear whether Lee will hit the USA. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Ring of Fire.
There's a brand new love affair going on between our appointed president and a corporate media that's showing less character and less courage than we have seen in decades. You want to hear stories that sound like real news, relevant news? Join Bobby Kennedy and me, Mike Papantonio, and we'll bring you those stories while the rest of corporate media is asleep at the wheel every weekend on Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. I'm sitting in for the aggrieved Mike. He's got a throat infection. I'm Laura Flanders. They let me out from the weekend paddock, and here I am roaming free. The number is 866-303-2270, 866-303-AARO. You can write to me, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at airamericaradio.com, L-A-U-R-A, at airamericaradio.com. 10,000 more National Guard troops from across the country are heading to the Gulf Coast region. That means they may have, you know, almost as many as they need, and wow, they could have been there so much more quickly if they hadn't had the local ones sent off to Iraq. It would be nice if, you know, if you could have used the folks who know the situation, know the location. Instead, you've got National Guard coming in from around the country, kind of misses the point of the National Guard in a sense that when you have the Louisiana National Guard, they're part of their, the advantage of having them is that they know the region. But as W's War of Choice has sent Louisiana National Guard members to Iraq, well, that's a situation that the New Orleansians are in right now of having to hope that enough National Guard will show up, despite the fact that their own folks are in Iraq. 6,000 local National Guard members in Iraq over the last 8 months. 23 members of the Louisiana National Guard have been killed there. Only New York's Guard unit suffered as many deaths. Same in Mississippi, same in Alabama. Roughly a third of each of those states' National Guard sent off to Bush's war of choice. But George W. Shrub, what am I supposed to call him? Bunny Pants? Bunny Pants says he's putting the priority on saving lives. Oh, yeah, we noticed, W. We noticed. The Salvation Army spokesman, Major George Hood, says he believes the devastation from Hurricane Katrina is a bigger disaster than 9/11. And like it, at least in part, perhaps could have been avoided. We are suggesting that if you want to help right now, you can send help to the Red Cross. The American Red Cross is at, well, redcross.org. You can also send assistance to Habitat for Humanity. The one thing the president did in a garbled kind of way that was right was say send money. Now, he didn't say send money because he couldn't actually... He wasn't clear what he was saying. He didn't know why he was saying what he was saying. He didn't know quite what the words meant. When he spoke at the Rose Garden today, he said, send cash. Well, you don't have to send, you know, quarters in an envelope. You can make a contribution online. You can make a contribution on the phone via your credit card. You could use an ATM card. You could write a check. What the president was trying to say, I think, and I'll just help him here, was, you know, don't send your old T-shirt or your shoes you want to give away. They need money. They need money. On the looting, interesting reports coming across the internet that maybe, I think the looting is getting far too much attention. I think the looters that we really should give attention to are the looters who have destroyed our federal treasury so that we are unable to fund flood control and emergency management to the degree that we need to. The looters we need to get really excited about are the looters who have, well, stolen our National Guard and sent them off to their war of choice in Iraq. The looters I'm really excited about are the corporate looters who have been stealing our water, our air, and our wetlands from us so that they can make a buck. And we're going to talk about that in this hour when David Helvog comes on, just how many miles of wetland were destroyed in the New Orleans area that might perhaps, if they hadn't been destroyed for profit, might perhaps have provided a certain kind of absorptive cushion for the heavy waters and for the rise of the tide. We've got global warming. Talk about looters. What about the looters who've been making profits off destroying our ozone and paying those profits back into trying to fund fake science? Lies to derail the environmental justice movement, derail the movement to stop global warming, derail the movement to have our country play its part in a global movement to try to change how we use fossil fuels. ExxonMobil paid, I think it was $13 million since 1998 to fund anti-global warming, if you know what I mean, PR. Well, they've got the money to burn, literally. The world's largest publicly traded oil company said yesterday that second quarter profits rose 32% to $7.64 billion. Have you ever heard the word excess profits tax? Excess profit tax. It's not a bad idea round about now, if you don't mind me saying so. And on that looting, I can't help but recall what Donald Rumsfeld said when the looting was happening in Iraq. He said, you know, it's untidy. And freedom's untidy. And free people are free to make mistakes. Well, now, that's not what they're saying about the looters. And looting isn't pretty. I'm not going to say that it is. With me in the studio, Ned Sublette, author, musicologist, musician, lived this last year in New Orleans. You can tell I'm reluctant to focus on looting because I think everybody is focusing on the looting. And the pictures that show white people carrying groceries taken out of a shut down grocery store, say people foraging for food, and the people that the pictures that show black people, they say looted.
Actually, I think that one was a hoax.
I think that one was a hoax.
If you look at it, it says the language is very strange. It was on Wonkette this morning, and I got emailed it about 10 times.
It was a National France Press original, so maybe it's weird.
I don't know. I'm suspicious about that one. But anyway.
One of these blogs is saying the interdictor, he's saying the police are looting.
Well, and it's a very interesting blog, by the way. He's an emergency worker down there, and, you know, a shout out to all the emergency workers who are doing something, doing an unbelievable service right now under unbelievable conditions to try and restore some order to that town. Yeah, well, you can't have order while armed bands of men are going around jacking every vehicle in sight. I mean,
sure.
You know, you can't really. That's really not part of returning the town to normal. That's got to stop.
Well, he's saying you've got police
but
taking
SUVs. You also can't have the police. Yeah. But, you know, I really don't think that's what most of the police are doing. Cover the looting
by all means, but give equal attention, will you, to the draining of the wetlands and the stealing of the National Guard and the shredding of the safety net. How about it?
Can I just say something? I was mentioned a minute ago that we have a refugee crisis.
Yeah.
There's a million or more people who are spread out all around the country in improvised situations, staying with friends. Some of them are staying in motels. They don't have the financial resources to do it. There's an immediate mortal crisis going on in the waters of Louisiana right now. But all across the country, there's people going, what are we going to do now? We're not going to be able to go back to our home for 2 or 3 months. Maybe it'll be there. Maybe it won't. Maybe we'll get back and find somebody else living in it. We don't know what we're going to find. Our livelihood's gone. Our community's gone. We're staying with relatives or staying in a motel. This is a very, very large problem. I've talked to a number of people who are staying in, you know, everywhere from Los Angeles to Florida to, people who happen to be out of town, you know, or out of the country. And, you know, they're all showing really tremendous bravery. I think maybe it hasn't hit yet to some degree because it's all happened so fast. I got a letter from a friend, Richard Graham. I don't know if he'd want me to read it on the air. I hope he doesn't mind. But this is, Dear Ned, after Katrina, our entire town of Waveland, Mississippi, and most of the Gulf Coast has completely vanished, 4 exclamation points. It all happened rather quickly, and some unfortunately chose to stay. The death toll will be staggering. Mm-hmm. Teresa and I made it out okay with a dog and cat in tow. Red Cross said this is the single worst U.S. disaster. The bottom third of the entire state of Mississippi was flattened, and I doubt if the concrete slab is left of my house, 3 exclamation points. Some 3 decades of anthropological research, unpublished manuscripts, videos, photos, and letters, 900 plus books, including many signed first editions and videos, 2,500 CDs, 400 plus musical instruments are somewhere at the bottom of the sea. Mm. Well, it's all just stuff, and I was pleased to get out with the real jewel in my life, my beautiful Teresa. Please pray for the victims, and if you can, send a little money to the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
He's given you an inventory, but he's not going, poor me.
No.
You know, and everybody I've talked to, they're, you know, I think that people are focused on real issues
well,
right
you
now.
Learn, this is a moment, and it's like the moment after 9/11. And I don't
it's
know whether
very
you were
like
in,
that
the,
moment.
In the city, Ned. It's Ned Sublette here. I don't know whether you were in the city, but if you were, you remember that at that moment we saw, looking up at the trade towers, and I live just a few blocks away, you saw all of the precious stuff of corporate America, the precious stuff of Wall Street, the ticker tapes, the computer information, all of this stuff flying out the window. And sadly, you saw people flying out the window as well, some of them clutching their purses. And the people below, we looked up and you realized, wow, all this stuff we thought was important, what's important is escaping with our lives. What's important is each other. What's important is all those messages, I love you, from people on their cell phone. We learn in these moments of crisis what is valuable in our lives and then we forget.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you, but and then after that moment, then you run out of money. then... After that moment, you find yourself that you've been a house guest for weeks and weeks and weeks. So everybody, if you know a New Orleanian who's staying somewhere, please, you know, show them lots of love.
Right. And the FEMA make it very difficult for you to reimburse the people you're staying with. They reimburse you for services provided by registered contractors. It's not easy. The FEMA money is not to put make you whole together again, as one FEMA executive once told me, but simply to get you up on your feet. We all need to be helping people we know are helping people, because that may be the only help they get. I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to the Mike Molloy Show. We'll be right back with Ned Sublett, and we'll also talk to David Helvarg, the editor of Coastal Conservation Guide. Say it. He'll tell you about what's happened to the wetlands there, and we'll take more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Murasir. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Murasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Murasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Murasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Murasu, life is good under the sun.
Murasu Vineyards, Healdsburg, California.
This is Larry King. Did you know there's finally a different form of vitamin E? Ester E, a unique form of natural E, captured for the first time in a supplement. It's the only E I take because only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And it's all natural, so it's readily absorbed. Take Ester E, like me, E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection, Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
Reading from the Wall Street Journal, Louisiana's largest prison, Angola, yesterday opened its doors to hundreds of inmates from Orleans Parish Prison who hadn't eaten in 2 days. In Baton Rouge, refugees lined up for cash and gasoline and quickly saturated the apartment market. In Houston, even more exiles poured into temporary shelters as the Astrodome braced to accept 23,000. We're talking about a massive stream of American refugees fleeing the Gulf Coast area. Just as you were saying before the break, Ned Sublett with me in the studio. Ned Sublett, Cuba and Its Music is his book. He's writing another one, a new one about New Orleans, and he spent the last year at Tulane. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in for Mike Malloy, and we're talking about an estimated 1 million to 2 million people without homes right now in the Gulf Coast area and around. What are we going to do? Let's take a call. Let's hear from Dick in Ohio. Hi, Dick in Ohio. Line 5.
How you doing, Laura?
Well, I'm really, you know, heartstrings and fury vying for supremacy. That's about how I am.
I'll say one thing, Laura. That is terrible. That is the most terrible thing. The reason I salute this is I play in a group here in Dayton. It's a banjo group, and we go to this convention in New Orleans. It's called Footed Instrument Guild of America, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we... I missed it in New Orleans, and they played down on Bourbon Street. It was so cool.
Mm.
But I just feel for those people, Laura.
Mm.
And
mm.
Hey, I want to say I love I get you guys on Talk Revolution here in Cincinnati, but I'm a talk show fanatic. I love talk shows, and I love to call, you know, nationwide, and I just thought I'd take a chance tonight, and my prayers to those families, Laura.
Yeah, well, all of us. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Keep on calling. Keep on listening. Let's hear from Ed in Buffalo, line 6. Hi, Ed. Ed, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you know, I hate to be overly mendacious, but look at Karl Rove and that elk and the big business.
You're really playing in the big leagues when it comes to mendacious. You probably couldn't out-mend them.
Well, you know, I think they let the levees go on purpose. Geez, it's kind of suspicious that they didn't go until after the hurricane went, you know?
Well, you know, I don't think they did it on purpose. I think that our whole society prioritizes profit over people. We set things up this way. We really do believe there are certain dispensable people, and as long as we can get out our type of people, then we're not too worried. I don't think it's one guy's mendacious act. I think it's our priorities.
Knowing the way the lobbyists work and everything, they lobbied the money out on purpose.
Well, they lobbied their way into tax cuts at the expense of social services. They lobbied their way into suspending environmental protection rules at the expense of the wetlands. There's plenty of mendacious lobbying to go around, if you know what I mean. Let me go back to Ned for a second. Thanks for the call, Ed. Maybe. Maybe it's all a conspiracy. I think it's just corporate capitalism USA 2005 under George W. and his go-alongs.
Well, conspiracy beliefs do take root and proliferate, especially when people feel that they're systematically being screwed every day of their life.
Yeah.
A lot of people, there's a belief in New Orleans that the levy that gave in the that in 1965 with Hurricane Betsy was sabotaged. I don't think there's any evidence that it was, but I was unaware of this until I heard someone mention it to me one night. There are people who believe that it was that the Ninth Ward was sacrificed to save the French Quarter in 1965. These kinds of things, you know, I mean, you know, can take root in this kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why we need to be able to trust our information sources.
Well, right now we're all really in the dark in terms of exactly what's happening on the ground, but we can tell you a little bit about what got us into this situation and what conspired, yeah, to loot the waterland, the wetlands, to loot the soil and the air, to loot the environment, and some people's more than others there in Cancer Alley, with David Helvaag, president of the Blue Frontier Campaign. He'll be with us right after this, and we'll talk about the war for our wetlands. Stay tuned.
It will affect the entire world.
The threat is spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
The conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Payoffs, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, exhilarating, raves Time magazine.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Rolling Stone declares it's a sizzling thriller that ends the summer on a high note. Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in fallen gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Experience this movie on the big screen tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE. L-I-F-E, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Hey, he was offside. Oh, man, this is by far the best ticket I've ever had to any football game. I've never felt so close to the action. You've got your ticket for great hard-hitting football this season, right? Don't you?
Get up to 200 NFL games with NFL Sunday Ticket only from DirecTV. You get instant access to your choice of games all season only on DirecTV. When you subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket for just four payments of $69.99, you also receive 4 months of DirecTV's best programming package, Total Choice Premier, free. Call Nationwide Satellite right now for NFL Sunday Ticket. And you'll also get a four-room system installed free. Plus, ask how to get a free DirecTV DVR so you can pause and replay live TV. Call 888-442-7306. That's 888-442-7306 for your NFL Sunday Ticket. 888-442-7306. Call now.
Offer is available till 11-505 on approved credit. New residential customers only. DirecTV hardware, programming, and DVR service sold separately at $4.99 per month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Blackout rules and other conditions apply to sports.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
On Thursday, Mark and Mark talk to the authors of Why Do Men Have Nipples?
Do you have questions like, can poppy seeds make you test positive for heroin? Do you have questions like, can you drink your own urine? Come on, Chris. You're the one who's groaning now? To hell with you, buddy. You ever wonder why your poo stinks? They've got the answer, my friend.
I know why my poo stinks.
No, you don't. Why do you think it does?
Because it's poo.
That and more on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
We're back. And maybe Mike Malloy will be back tomorrow, but it sure has been fun sitting in for him tonight. I'm Laura Flanders. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show. You know, we're talking about what's happening in New Orleans, and a lot of people are talking about what could have been done differently, what could have been saved, what is natural, what is man-made. One thing is for sure, the Gulf Coast wetlands are typically, have historically provided a kind of natural buffer to help protect the city from storms. Well, when he came into office, President Bush pledged to save the wetland. He, believe it or not, I don't know whether this will shock you off your seats, but he did not keep his word. We're going to find out what's happened to the wetlands in New Orleans, what it might have to do with the devastation we're seeing there now, and we're speaking to none other than David Helvaag, who is the man on this story. He's been at it for years. He's the president of the Blue Frontier Campaign and the author of two books, Blue Frontier, Saving America's Living Seas and The War Against the Greens. Excellent. Both of them. He's also kind enough to wait up till 12:30 his time, so I owe him a lot. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Laura.
So tell us, what did W, what is W's part in this picture?
He just didn't tell us they'd be in Iraq. Right now, the Army Corps is spending more on wetlands restoration in southern Iraq than it's been spending recently in Louisiana. But, you know, it's Jim Watkins, good Republican admiral, who was head of the President's U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy. A while ago, I heard him in a meeting saying there's a 9/11 waiting to happen in the oceans if we let it. And unfortunately, it looks like we just let it.
Well, tell us how the wetlands would have or have historically protected the city. What role do they play? What do they do, really?
Well, since 1718, since New Orleans was established, they've acted as a buffer. You know, the flooding of the Mississippi historically has created this deltic community and rich ecosystem that's also acted as a buffer. Every couple of miles of wetland takes a foot of sea surge away during a storm, and There have been hundreds of miles that have gone away in the last several decades. We've been losing 35 to 40 square miles a year as a result of, good old American greed and folly. First, it was the Army Corps of Engineers that tried to straighten out the Mississippi as a flood control project and created straight-line canals that took all that sediment that used to spread out and grow the bayou, dumped them in the deep oceans. At the same time, the oil industry was just digging canals and trenches all across the bayous, which accelerated this land loss, which has been going on. I just saw Senator David Vitter, the Republican from Louisiana, on one of the networks saying this is unprecedented and couldn't be predicted. And, of course, there's precedent. In 69, Hurricane Camille had the same force of Katrina. At that time, you had 140 miles of wetlands to the east of New Orleans. When we just saw Katrina veer to the east, there's less than 30 miles of wetlands left. So it's this combination of the loss of wetlands from activities by the oil industry and the Army Corps. Also, this incredible dangerous development you see in places like Biloxi that used to be buffeted by salt marsh, and now it's all waterfront floating casinos that ended up on the other side of the freeway. And the biggest difference from 69, of course, is that we weren't in the footprint of a fossil fuel-fired climate disruption, which we now are.
Well, I was going to say, what has all this got to do with the oil industry there in the Delta?
Well, aside from subsiding the and taking away the wetlands, both by their canal building, also subsidence from the drilling, the taking out of the oil out of the wetlands, they're producing a product that, if used as directed, overheats the planet. You know, we're seeing the unprecedented warming in the Gulf, and it's not just this 25-year cycle of heating, but, with the models we've had since the 80s are being confirmed in terms of more extreme weather events. Historically, recent history, we've averaged $4 billion a year from hurricane damage in the United States, and then last year we saw Charlie and Francis, Ivan Jean, and upped it to $42 billion, and that was the costliest hurricane season in U.S. history until now. And now I think we're looking at, what climatologists I've been talking to talk about, the $100 billion city busters, the worst-case scenarios, and we're not through the hurricane season. This is what we're looking at as the future, and some places, they're preparing for the future. The European Union understands that unprecedented heat waves and flooding are real, and in Holland, for example, which has a similar situation, it's below sea level. They're returning hundreds of square miles that they had salvaged historically back to the sea to act as wetland buffers. They're developing a whole new green technology, maybe you should call it a blue technology, of building houses on almost like houseboats are going to be on risers and be able to rise during flood events. And they're investing in a massive transfer of technology to create new carbon-free energy technologies. I was in Denmark last year, and 25% of their energy is now from wind turbines and photovoltaics. We need this kind of Manhattan Project. We need a commitment of something on the scale of $200 billion, say. I know where we could get that money, only we've already spent it. Right now we've got hundreds of thousands of environmental refugees in the United States, and like the impacts that are being seen globally from climate change, they're being felt most severely by the poorest, by those who are least able to respond quickly.
David, we've got with us in the studio Ned Sublette, who's a musicologist who was writing a book about New Orleans and was there for most of the year. I think you might have a comment or a question to add to the picture you're painting.
Well, I mean, where do you even begin? I mean, did you notice the Haley Barbour, right, my favorite, the casino industry, like we're really upset now that the casino industry is hurting.
It is about priority 329 on my list, or maybe way down lower, opening the casinos.
I just got back from Hawaii where I was meeting with activists, and we're talking about $3 gas, dollars a gallon gas over there. I just walked down the street here in the capital, it's $3.50 a gallon, and you think, the incredible profiteering off this human tragedy.
How much is gas in Europe?
Well, see, in Europe you're actually paying for the real cost of the product, but they're taking those taxes and putting it back into developing new energy technologies. I would be happy to pay $3.50 a gallon if I knew that money were going into developing the next generation of non-carbon energies. Unfortunately, it's just lining pockets.
Do we know for every 20 cents it goes up at the pump, how much of that, how many of those cents ends up in profits for the oil company?
I would bet that, 19 point something.
And, you know, doesn't this whole thing that just happened look like the scenarios, the science fiction scenarios we were hearing 20, 25 years ago when people started talking about global warming? Oh, we're going to see spectacular storms that are going to take out American cities?
But here's the thing. Like Mark Schlafstein, who's with the Times-Picayune, has been doing this piece for years warning that, you know, this is the worst-case scenario that could happen to New Orleans. Why isn't the preparation there? His editor used to call it his annual eco-porn piece. And yet, where was Homeland Security? We haven't had the preparation. They always talk about the Superdome as the refuge of last resort for those without the means to flee, and yet clearly it wasn't organized with the water and the backup energy and the structures that are needed to support it as a real refuge. I mean, I've just got my new issue of Go Gulf Magazines, calls itself the leading Gulf of Mexico gas and oil mag, and there on the cover is the collapsed billion-dollar Thunder Horse rig. It was just launched. The cover 3 months ago was Secretary of Interior Gail Norton in a hard hat launching this billion-dollar deepwater drilling rig. The new energy bill gives them billions of dollars more to go out there, and Hurricane Dennis took it down. Now there are dozens of units that are down. And, you know, those billions will be spent quickly to bring them back online to make those super profits a lot more quickly, I suspect, than the aid that FEMA will provide to the poor folks along the coast, the city.
Yeah, I mean, the only person I see with any relationship to the oil industry who is even saying anything about helping poor folks is Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who this week offered oil direct from his Citgo Petroleum Corporation to the poor in the United States. I mean, where is ExxonMobil? Where is Shell? Where is, I don't know, Chevron?
Well, really, where is the average citizen in the United States now? We had that moment after 9/11 where I think people were willing to make a sacrifice, and our president told us to go shopping. I think at that time, you know, very mainstream forces like USA Today's editorial page said we need to transition off fossil fuel. This is another moment. We've been, we've got $763 billion of property insured under the Federal Emergency Flood Program. This is a huge exposure. This makes savings and loan look like nothing. Over almost half of that money, that $760 billion of insured property, is in Florida and the Gulf states. So we're exposing taxpayers to a huge risk. We're driving coastal sprawl that puts people in harm's way. And the question is, when is it enough? You know, when do we begin planned retreat? I remember last year after Ivan wiped out Gulf Shores, Alabama, or the mayor, who's also a real estate developer, went around in the rubble and said, you know, Hurricane Frederick in 79 put us on the map, and this one's going to turn us from a redneck Riviera to a Gulf Coast resort destination. People come in there, and they want to rebuild and make a quick buck. And it's basically insane. I think it's time that average citizens begin to organize from the bottom up. I mean, I call it seaweed, marine grassroots folks, to say, you know, there's time to do it sensibly, and do it sensibly means move back, do the planned retreat, restore the wetlands, protect the reefs we can still protect, and make a change. You know, we don't need fossil fuel. You know, 150 years ago, people thought if we stopped producing whale oil, the economy would collapse. We went to rock oil and expanded, and here's another moment where necessity has to drive invention. I think the insurance industry's got to wake up, and certainly in Europe they have Munich Re, one of the world's largest insurance companies, now projecting that within the next couple of years, climate impacts will run about $150 billion a year. And the largest reinsurance company in Britain says we're going to, if we don't deal with climate change and its impacts on our coast, we're going to bankrupt the global economy within 60 years. So
I've been reading the European papers today. They're saying, well, maybe now the American presidency will wake up. Who knows? David, stay right there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about what the toxic soup we're looking at in New Orleans might do to the surrounding waters and those that live in them. The number is 866-303-2270. Where does the time go? Laura Flanders here sitting in for Mike Malloy. We will return.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. 7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Yeah.
It was down in old Joe's barroom on the corner by the square where the winos hang out at. The drinks went around as usual, 'cause a goodly crowd was standing there. Off in a quiet dark corner, with his eyes bloodshot and red just like mine, sat this wise and slick old time ancient gambler. And these are the words that the old man said. He said, I just come from up at the St. James Infirmary. Saw my poor baby laying there. Them slick doctors and them double-breasted nurses had her stretched out on a long white table. She was so cool, she was so pale, she was so fair laying there.
Laura Flanders is sitting in for Mike Malloy. You want to tell us quickly what we're listening to, Ned Zablatt?
That was Danny Barker, the late Danny Barker, New Orleans guitarist and banjoist, who's also well-known as a raconteur. There's a great book of his about Buddy Bolden, which is full of dirty stories of the old days. He was he played in Cab Calloway's band. His wife, Lulu Barker, was a fabulous singer, a true New Orleans character.
Mm. David Helvog's on the line. David, Toxic Soup, where there was music, what will it do to the waters surrounding New Orleans right now?
Well, I think it's just the dead zone in the Gulf now in the streets of New Orleans. You know, the Mississippi, just between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, has some 36 major petrochemical plants that, I was just looking at some of the CNN reports, and you'd see all the oil slicks, the rainbow slicks of hydrocarbons in the water, plus the sewage that's backed up. It's a bowl. It's below sea level. The rich have always buried their people above ground, and they're floating along with the poor. You've got sort of this witch's brew of domestic toxic chemicals and the petrochemical industry's input, as well as the millions of tons of petrochemical fertilizers and chemicals that every year have flowed down the Mississippi from our industrial agricultural heartland and created these algae blooms and oxygen-depleted dead zones in the water. It's a very, plus the heat, the added heat, you know, we're seeing in recent years the emergence of as climate warms of diseases like dengue and malaria that traditionally we haven't had in these towns. It's a huge public health risk. It's a tragedy. I mean, New Orleans has had a 300-year run, and it's, like many great Deltic cities like Alexandria and Egypt, it was 100 years ago it was the commercial center of the South, and that moved to Atlanta. Then it became the administrative center for the oil industry. They moved all their administrative jobs to Houston a decade ago, and now it's a you know, the question is, do you rebuild a party town and a center for African-American culture there in harm's way, or begin planned retreat? We've got a government study that says one out of four homes built within 500 feet of the ocean in this country are going to be destroyed in the next 50 years. You know, do we start to adjust the changes and also work to try and turn things around? I mean, it's almost triage at this point. Mm. You know, what can you save and what can you do as citizens to make a better future than we've been offered by the power structure to date?
It's a public health disaster upon a public health disaster, which is poverty. I want to thank you, David Helvarg. People can find out more information at the Blue Frontier organization, whose website is bluefront.org, the Blue Frontier Campaign, bluefront.org. You can find out more about Ned Zablatt. How, Ned?
I don't have a website, actually. Google me.
Google Ned.
S-U-B-L-E-T-T-E.
S-U-B-L-E-T-T-E. Thank you so much for being my partner here this evening. It was a pleasure to have you with me.
I'll be saddle buddy with you anytime.
All right. And let's go out with a little bit more music in honor of the culture that we must fight to save. And maybe if we cared a little bit more about culture, we would care a little bit more about protecting some of the people who have brought us some of the best in this country. And I want to thank you for permitting me to sit in here for Mike Malloy. Sorry, all of you, we couldn't get you on the phone. If I'm ever back, we'll talk then. You're listening to Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. I'm Laura Flanders sitting in. You can join me weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 10 p.m. here on Air America Radio. We're thinking of you in New Orleans. We are thinking of you. Our hearts are with you.
You gonna bring on the rain. Stop your crying and be happy again when you're smiling. Keep on smiling and the whole like I said before, when you're smiling, keep on smiling, and the whole world will smile with you. When you're laughing, have mercy, keep on laughing, and the sun will come shining through. But when you cry,
this is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective.